Hello, everyone. Welcome to the November 9th, 2014 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for November 9th to November 16th and beyond? For the past few weeks, I have been talking about the Mars square Uranus K2 pattern in the zodiac. It's a planetary combination that indicates crisis and sudden violence, caused by human activities or the hand of nature. There have been a number of such events attributable to this planetary pattern, such as the recent spate of shootings, bombings, violent weather, and so forth. This week, the square aspect of Mars on Uranus becomes exact on Wednesday, November 12th. And there's another planet participating which bears mentioning, Pluto. Way out there on the edge of the solar system, Pluto doesn't seem to have much influence on human affairs. But when its position is exact with another planet, there can be major implications. Such is the case this coming week, with Mars and Pluto exactly aligned on Monday and Tuesday, November 10th and 11th. Mars is forceful action, Pluto is transformation. And now we see something that is really significant. The Moon moves into position to be exactly opposite the exact Mars-Pluto conjunction on Tuesday, November 11th. Combined with the near-exact square of Mars to Uranus on that day, this pattern of planets strongly suggests that there will be significant transformative events, likely violent, in the early part of the week. Another change happening on Tuesday, November 11th, is that Venus will be changing signs. Venus leaves Libra, where it has been for the last 3 weeks, since October 18th, and will be entering Scorpio, where it will be until December 5th. Scorpio is a deep-feeling water sign. Scorpio is one of the signs belonging to Mars. So Venus in Scorpio is similar to a Venus-Mars conjunction. Emotions, excitement, passion, anger. Scorpio has a penchant for secrecy as well. Thus, secret love affairs, intrigues, and so on. As soon as Venus hits Scorpio, it will be conjunct Saturn, which itself only recently entered Scorpio. The exact conjunction will be on Wednesday, November 12th. Saturn holds things back. Saturn slows things down. So, initially, the passion of Venus in Scorpio will have to wait a bit until Venus gets several degrees away from Saturn, in other words, next week. Venus is also the planet of value and cost. Saturn is restriction and control. Financial markets could take a hit early in the week. Another interpretation of Venus and Saturn is that this puts the planet of agreement, Venus, in contact with the planet of reality, Saturn. And they are together in the sign of secrets. The potential is for some secret dealings, plots, going on behind the scenes. Lots of possibilities out there. Also, Saturn is a natural malefic planet, the planet of restriction and limitation and even suffering, but also old age. Therefore, Saturn's impact on Venus can make the significations of Venus suffer. But Venus is a natural benefic, the planet of love and agreement, and therefore of benefit to Saturn's significations. At the end of the week, Venus is going to finally get far enough away from the Sun to come out of combustion. That is, Venus will once again become visible in the heavens. After disappearing from view at the beginning of October, Venus now reappears on the western horizon after sunset. And this is a good thing. When we can see the planet of value, it is easier to determine the true value of something. When we can see the planet of guidance, we are no longer so subject to darkness and chaos. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Planetary Patterns and Predictions. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at Astro News Report.